Hello everyone, this is Mahalini's Voices of the Soul. I'm Jane Haridatz and I'm here to share a beautiful, beautiful message from Mary Magdalene, the beloved wife of Jesus, with you. Today is this July 22nd and it is her birthday. And during my meditation this morning, she approached me and we got deeply connected. She is one of my spiritual guides, just like Jesus, and also the Aloha Spirits of Hawaii and Shiva and many others. So I'm working with them, you know, just to provide more spiritual work for the planets. And so today she asked me to forward this message, to share this message with you. And you know that, in case you don't know Mary Magdalene, she is the beloved wife of Jesus, and you don't need to be familiar with Christianity just to listen to this message. It might resonate with you as well when you're not Christian, okay? So please think and feel and go beyond any religion, because this is a message from the heart and soul that concerns all of us, all women of this planet, and all men as well. So returning to this message, it is about, so Mary Magdalene has been labeled as a prostitute, and she has been labeled as a fallen woman, you know, and historically, she has been labeled as a prostitute and treated as a fallen woman. And, you know, for many years, she has been treated like that. But I'm so happy that since, I think, 20 years or something, more and more people all around the world, we discover her true value, and we discover how all those historical books were lying, you know, telling lies about her, because she was the beloved one of Jesus and she was his most devoted apostle. And she is of a great, great, great importance for the planet, together with Jesus. And she is important for our sexuality. She is important for opening our heart. She is open. She is important to help us return to our essence as a woman, to get reconnected with our pelvis, the power in our pelvis. And this message that I was able to channel today is about the power of our sexuality. And Mary Magdalene is being known, recognized and known worldwide as one of the great mothers of creation. And creation emerges from the energy of love and sexuality. So, you know, it is so important, again, she emphasizes today, that it is so very important for us as women to work on the sexual energies, to work on the power that we have in our pelvis. If we can make babies with this creative power, with this sexual power, and I'm not talking about sex, I'm talking about the sexual power, I'm talking about the creative power within, then we need to get reconnected with it, to create a different life for ourselves. Mary Magdalene is talking about, you are sacred creators of God. You are the creators of God. And at the same time, if you keep all the messages, all the patterns, all the grief, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the misery stuck, or if you're holding on to it, you feel stuck in your pelvis. And every impression, every energy that is coming to you, that you're absorbing, is being stuck. It is being, how do you call it? It goes right to the pelvis and it gets stuck over there. And I hope that you understand what I'm talking about. And she is talking about, at the same time, you are a creator, but at the same time, you are a destroyer as well.
destroyer of life. You are the creator of life and love, but at the same time, you are the destroyer of life as well. And what does she mean by it? What she is talking about is that we are destroying our own, as women, our own creative source within by holding on to all those old stuff in our pelvis. So then there is no flow going on. We are holding back our own flow of creation. And that's it is the time for women to rise up. It is the time for us as women to reconnect with the creator inside of us, from the heart and soul, not only from the mind, from the heart and soul, because we are the bringers of life, and our womb is not meant to store pain and misery and old patterns. It is built, it is created, it is designed by God to give life, to give new life, to create new life for planet Earth, for ourselves, for planet Earth, for humankind, for humanity, for the universe, for all that exists. So she is asking us just to be aware of this creative power as creators, and be aware of this, the same ability that we are using to destroy ourselves by holding on, because that's also part of the creation, by holding on old stuff. So at the same time, we became the creator and the destroyer. And if we want to stand for ourselves, if we want to live from our heart and soul, then now it's the time to dive into this inner source within, in our pelvis, and to go beyond shame, guilt, and judgment of thousands of years, and be the creator, and live and love as a creator from the heart and soul. So this channeling came into Dutch, and I'm going to translate it. And I can feel that she is here with me again. And she was blessing us. She was blessing us, you know, assuring us that we are divine women, and that she is always with us, and that the only thing that we need to do is connect with her, and that she is always with us. And that we really need to dive more and deeper in our own creative force for a happy and joyous life with an open heart. And she has been asking me, she asked me to help women again to open up the pelvis, to make the sexual energies flow again, to become creative, to be reconnected with the source within. And one of the things is to work with forgiveness. And I have been guided the past few weeks just to offer my Ho'oponopono teachings again, the workshops, the healings. These are not really the teachings, these are more the healings. Sorry, I just put some music for you, and now this is... Excuse me. That was YouTube. I had put on beautiful, the vibration of Mary Magdalene, which I found in a song. And I love to share it with you while I was recording this message for you. But of course, then when it ends, then YouTube turns on the how do you call it, other announcements in between. But now returning to the message, of Mary Magdalene. You know, it's so very important. She asked me to work with forgiveness. In the past few weeks, I was being guided to offer my Ho'oponopono healings again with the power of Hawaii. And what is happening, the experience that I have is when I work with the Aloha spirits of Hawaii, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and many other spirits like Shiva or Ganesha or Lakshmi, and you know, other spirits are coming in to guide, to give their guidance, to give their healings as well to the group. So there is a beautiful collaboration between the Aloha spirits of Hawaii and other spirits. And so I will be offering from next week, I will release the information, and in August I will start with the healing sessions again. And this one will be, we will keep the focus in all the sessions on releasing all the blockages, the blocks in our wombs. And I can feel that this will be, again, a very powerful session, or more sessions. I feel that it might be three again, just to return to the flow of our inner source and to be connected with our heart and soul again. So this is something, and I feel so humble, I feel so blessed that today on her birthday we got connected deeper, and mostly I connect with her when I'm working, when I'm doing sessions. But in between, she likes to connect with me too if she has some messages, and now today it's on her birthday. And you know, it is so very important, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this podcast, but mostly this is more meant for the ladies, but of course also for the gentlemen, because you can always have the benefits of it. And it's so very important to return to the flow in our pelvis again. And so next week I will release the information, but for now, please receive this message from Mary Magdalene. And she is sending a beautiful, beautiful golden ball. It is a beautiful golden ball. It is solid and at the same time fluid and soft and gentle. And gold is the power of healing. Gold is also abundance. Gold is a great value. And she is bringing this into your pelvis area, in your womb. And even when you don't have a womb anymore, a physical one, and on energetical level, it's still there. It is still in the memory of the body, the body, mind, soul. So she is gifting all of us a beautiful, beautiful golden ball of energy. And just breathe into it, and you, if you hear my voice, if you hear this message, and just receive it, because it's meant for you. It's her gift. The birthday girl is gifting all of us with her presence. She and Jesus, they stand for the perfect soul connection concerning sexuality for the planet. And that is my mission, to assist people in returning to their state of creator by healing the sexual energies from every shame, guilt, and judgment. And during my work, I work with many spirits, just like Mary Magdalene and Jesus. So please receive this golden ball in your pelvis area, and I can see now that this golden ball, it is not a ball anymore, it is becoming fluid, and I can see that the energies are flowing now to your whole pelvis. It is creating a solid layer to nurture you. So if you hear this message, just breathe a few times to take it all in and to feel it. And most of all, enjoy, because this birthday lady is spreading her gifts for you. So I really feel blessed. I really feel humble to receive this message and to share it today with you. For now, sending lots of love for you. And if you have questions, of course, don't hesitate to approach me. You can always call me or send me a WhatsApp and I will call you, or we can connect on Zoom for a private 30-minute call. And if you know people, women who can use some healing to, who would like to receive this gift to, then please forward this message to them. It's all okay. Okay, for now, sending you big hugs. And all the blessings from my heart and soul to yours. And also the blessings from Mary Magdalene. Aloha.